Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, this is your Bluegrass Briefing for Monday, November 13th, 2023. I'm recording this on Sunday, November 12th, which is my son Fred's 11th birthday, so happy birthday, Fred. And here is what is coming up this week. Just quick recap, as always, on the podcast. We had part two of the Into the Cauldron 20th anniversary celebration this week, with a whole host of very cool mandolin players chatting about Mike Marshall and Chris Thiele's album, 20 years on. We had, We had Daniel Patrick, we had Jared Walker, we had Tristan Scroggins, we had Dominic Leslie, we had David Benedict. Yeah, very cool conversations, really interesting stuff there. Do go and dig that out and listen to part one with Mike if you haven't heard that. Something coming up on the podcast this week, I don't know what it is yet because I haven't recorded it, but there will be something, so I'll let you know about that later in the week. A little bit of news from me. I've been asked to join the IBMA International Committee. Christopher Howard Williams, who sits on the board as the sort of international rep, who I met at IBMA, who's doing some great work, and I had a chat with him a couple of weeks ago just to sort of talk about various bits and pieces. And they've asked me to sit on the international committee, which would be, yeah, be great. Be really, you know, hopefully I could be helpful in some way. But it'd be nice to see what's going on and to hopefully contribute something useful to that too. So that's just a nice thing for me. Not really podcast news, just me news, but there it is. And that is the general update. Let's move on to Church Street news. Cool, and the news this week, few interesting bits. IBMA have announced their holiday benefit concert on December 11th at Station Inn in Nashville. Yeah, there'll be more details to come for that, but I'd imagine that'd be a very cool event. So if you're in Nashville in December, go and see that. Had a press release through from the European Bluegrass Music Association, which was due to be wound up. And they had a meeting at the end of October, and they've decided to keep things going, starting with the nomination of an interim board for a couple of months just to oversee the process of getting a permanent board and to recommend a list of things to be started. But that's great. You know, it's really, I think it's important to have a strong international presence and people looking after all of that. And there's a lot of history and a lot of tradition in the EBMA. So, yeah, that's cool. It's good that that's still going. I'm pleased to be able to announce that. What else? Grammys. Grammy announcements. Yes, Grammy nominees are out now. A few bits and pieces of interest to us, bluegrass and just general acoustic music types. Baylor Fleck is nominated for Best Contemporary Instrumental Album for As We Speak, the album with Zakir Hussain and Edgar Meyer. That's in there. Best Bluegrass Album, the nominations for that are Radio John, the John Harford thing that Sam Bush did. Michael Cleveland's Lovin' of the Game, Mighty Poplar's Mighty Poplar, Willie Nelson's Bluegrass, Billy String's Me and Dad, and Molly Tuttle and Golden Hour with City of Gold. That's a strong bunch of albums right there. Be interesting to see who wins that one. And Nickel Creek are up for Best Folk Album for Celebrants. So lots of cool stuff going on in there. And just one thing that I spotted randomly. I don't know if this is actually news or not, but I was looking on Amazon the other day and stumbled across a listing with no photograph that said Tony Rice, Church Street Blues, vinyl, release date February 2024. I don't know what's going on there. I will find out more if I can and let you know, but it looks like there may be a vinyl reissue of Church Street Blues coming early next year. As I say, I will do a bit of digging and see what I can find on that, and I'll let you know more. But yeah, a lot of people have been looking for a vinyl reissue of that for some time, and it's getting very expensive to buy it on vinyl. It's actually quite hard to find on CD. So I will keep my eyes peeled, but it looks like there's potentially a Church Street Blues vinyl reissue coming early next year. But that is it for news and one bit of Tony Rice related gossip. There may or may not be news. We will confirm it. Let's move on to The Grass Is New. And and there's some cool new stuff out now. First thing, Rachel Bayman, Self-Made Man Live in London. Track from her last album, Combination of Sorrow, but recorded live at the Green Note in London, which is such a cool little venue. I wasn't there for that. I live in London, and I really love Rachel Bayman, but I was out of town for that one. I did see her play with Justin Moses and Sierra Hull, and that was very cool, but I didn't see this. So I'll be listening to that one with interest. I will stick it on the playlist. Sarah Duros has a third single out from her forthcoming album, Polaroid Lovers, a new track called When the Lights Go Out, which is also going on the playlist, so do check out the link in bio for that. Link in bio? Show notes. We're not on Instagram now, Matt. Come on, hold it together. Yes, do check out the link in the show notes for that. Also, Wyatt Ellis has announced Happy Valley. There's a single of Happy Valley with Dominic Leslie, but also his album Happy Valley will be out on February 2nd next year. So yeah, Wyatt's first full-length release will be out early next year. And one other thing, I know I've mentioned Caitlin Canty on the podcast quite a bit, but she has put out another one of those wonderful little short videos. The last one was her and Chris Eldridge, and this one is just her and Paul Coates playing Quiet Flame. They're extraordinary things. Do go and watch it. They're such kind of intense little performances, and I love them. Just glorious things to watch. So do go and check that out. I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. Which brings us on to Scroll On Buddy. Something I've spotted on social media. And what I spotted this week, Artistworks, the online learning platform, had a mandolin round table which brought together their three mandolin teachers, who happen to be Sierra Hull, Mike Marshall, and Katarina Lichtenberg. Three astonishing players. And they had an online event for Artistworks students, but it's also on Artistworks Facebook, so you can go and stream it and actually re-watch it. Just some amazing content in some of those things that Artistworks put out. Three of the best mandolin players on the planet. If you can't find something interesting in that, I don't know where you can, so I will stick a link in to go and watch that. That is very cool. And then, what have I been listening to this week? I've picked up a record at IBMA by Zoe and Cloyd called Songs of Our Grandfathers, which is a fascinating mix of some bluegrass stuff and some sort of klezmer-type stuff. Their grandparents were Jim Shamate, the... am I pronouncing that right? I might be, I might not. But the fiddler, who you all know and love, I'm sure. But also David Weinstein. And these are songs played by them, written by them, played by their grandkids. And I put this on, and I thought, it's going to be an interesting record. And it is an interesting record. But the first track, We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart... classic song, who we all know, we all love. Just such a cool version of it. Really sort of smooth, laid back, just lovely groove to it, and some really, really nice singing, some really nice harmonies. So I'll put that on the playlist. Go and listen to that. But We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart by Zoe and Cloyd. Really cool, and it's a great record. Do check it out. Dig into that in a bit more detail, because there's nothing else quite like that out there, and I think some of you might really like it. And that brings us to the end of what's felt like a slightly rambly bluegrass briefing. I don't know. I write a load of notes and I read these out. Who knows? It's turned out like this week. That's me. I will see you next time. Have a great week. Happy picking. Bluegrass Jamalong is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.